lined into left field. That's a base hit. One down, runner on first. One down. Here's the pitch. Coming inside, that hits him. It sounded like it hit off his hand, and that's going to be a hit by pitch. Yankiel Fernandez was at the plate. Runners on first and second now. One down. The athletic trainer for the Grizzlies out to come check on Fernandez, but he says he's fine. One down. He says he's fine, so we'll stay in the game. One down. The runner on second. Benny Montgomery, and on first, Yankiel Fernandez. The pitch misses in ball one. At the plate is Juan Guerrero, the left fielder today and the cleanup batter. Infield shading to the left. Here's the pitch from Sierra. Swung on, lined into right field. That'll be a base hit. Montgomery being waved around. Here's the throw. It's cut off. The throw to the plate is in time. He's out. Great relay from the right fielder, Kevin Graham. The throw to the first baseman, Melendez, throw home. That will be a base hit for Guerrero, but Montgomery out of the plate for the second out of the inning. So two down, runners in the corners. Infield shading to the left. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner to Juan Brito, the second baseman. Catching for Sierra today is J.J. DeRozio. Third baseman, Gavin Conticello. The shortstop, Juan Corniel. At second baseman, Will Pena. And at first, Ivan Melendez. The pitch is swung on, fouled off a tapper down the third base side. From left to right, Junior Franco, Alvin Guzman, and Kevin Graham, who just... the nice put out at home. Again, it was a 9-3-2 relay to get the out. 0-2, it's actually a pickoff attempt at first base. Guerrero back safely standing up. On third, Yankiel Fernandez, he was hit by a pitch. Guerrero just had the base hit into right field, and he's standing on first. Here's the pitch. Check swing on low in the dirt. Did he go? Yes, he did. According to Brandon Tipton, on the bases, strike three. Brito goes down swinging to end the inning. At first, it looked like things were getting out of hand for Sierra, but a nice throw to the plate, starting off with Kevin Graham in right field, and then a strikeout to end the inning. We're still scoreless going into the bottom half of the first, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
With one. Sports Tracking Company in the house today. He's going to bring the ring. Are you ready to rock, buddy? All right, let's do it.
Check, check.
All right, buddy. Say it with me.
The bottom half of the first inning, leading off the Mike Senior Rawhide, the shortstop, number 3-1, Courtney Adams.
First pitch to Juan Corniel is a called strike, 0-1, called strike on outside corner. Pitching for the Grizzlies is right-handed pitcher Jordy Vargas. Corniel, the shortstop, leading it off the pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. Catching for Vargas today is Braxton Fulford. The pitch, missing outside. Pitch to Corniel. Swung on and missed strike three. He goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on. Scoreless in the bottom half of the first. Pitch to Pena. Misses low and in ball one. Pitch. Missing inside now, ball two. Third baseman today for the Grizzlies is Ben Sims. Shortstop, Adiel Amador. At second base, Juan Brito. And at first, A.J. Lewis. 3-0 count, one down. Pena batting 305 so far in his short tenure with the Rawhide. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. From left to right for the Grizzlies, Juan Guerrero, Benny Montgomery, and Yankiel Fernandez. 3-1. Swung on, fouled off. Left field side. Count is now full for Pena. The pitch. Fouled off. Full count, one down. Some sunlight on the playing surface, although not as bright as we're used to. There are some clouds in the sky, a little bit hazy almost. Payoff pitch to Pena. Swung on, popped up, third base side. Third baseman giving chase, but he will run out of room as it lands in the steel saloon.
Check the ballpark. That is a Portisubs fry small. Take it to the general store for a free sandwich from Portisubs.
Full count still. Vargas kicks. Swung on, fly ball, deep right center field. Center fielder Montgomery giving chase. He reaches up and makes the catch in front of the barn on the warning track for the second out of the inning. Junior Franco now batting from the left side. Two down. Pitch to Franco. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count, two down. Swung on, hard hit, ball through into left field. That's a base hit for Franco. That is the first hit of the day brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Franco with a two-out single into right field. And now Ivan Melendez is batting from the right side.
To play for the Rawhide. First base with number 10, Ivan Melendez.
The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. The pitch. He tries to check his swing, but he does go around. 0-2 count, two down. The runner on first is Franco. Definitely did go around on that pitch. If you're watching on MLB TV, you saw that. Those of you listening at rawhidebaseball.com, we'll do our best to tell you what's going on with the replays of the pitch. It's actually a pickoff attempt at first base. Franco back safely standing up. Coaching third, as always, for the Rawhide is Jorge Cortez. At first base is Oscar Santos, one of the catchers and first baseman on the Rawhide roster. 0-2. Just misses. The Grizzlies infield started taking a step towards the dugout, but they're brought back by the home plate umpire, Shin Koshizawa. 1-2 count, two away. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. It's swung on, fouled off, and Franco will go back to first base. Another pickoff attempt at first base. Franco back safely. That's the second one in this at-bat, which means the pitcher Vargas, if he does it again or steps off, it needs to result in an out. Franco, a little bit bigger lead knowing that. 1-2, runner goes, swung on, but lined foul down the third base side, and it sounded like Melendez broke his bat, and he did, so he'll get a new one. Since 2012, Roasted Brothers Milk Company has used its farm fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roasted Brothers products at the local grocer or check roastedbrothers.com's where to buy page to find a store near you. With Roasted Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. 1-2, runner goes, misses high, look like a pitch out the throw to second. In time, he's out, and that will end the inning. Melendez will be back at the plate to start off the second. But first, we're going into the top half of the second inning, and we are still scoreless. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Got a question about Valley Shore Ballpark?
Kaweah have more than medicine, life.
Kaweah have more than medicine, life.
Incredible MPG.
Chevron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
The catcher, Braxton Fulford, leading it off. Pitch from Sierra. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Top half of the second inning. Pitch is fouled off. 0-2 count now. Sierra back on the mound for his second inning of work. Got into some trouble. He did give up two hits and hit a batter, but a hit that might have scored a run was actually an out at the plate thanks to Kevin Graham in right field with a nice play. Nice throw to the plate that was cut off by Melendez. Really, I should say, is a great relay that they had. No balls, two strikes still. Pitch misses. 1-2 count. Sierra kicks. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Fulford goes down, swinging for the first out of the second inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. A.J. Lewis batting from the right side, one away, nobody on. Sierra kicks, misses outside, ball one. Sierra in his 17th start with the Rawhide this season. Been with them since opening day. He's been consistently the Tuesday starter. The pitch misses low, ball two. The only time he didn't start on Tuesday was when Chad Patrick was in the rotation, and that's because they had him on a five-day rotation, everyone else on a week rotation. Messed things up a little bit there. The 2-1, missing high, and because of that, some guys ended up pitching on the eighth day instead of on the seventh. Three balls, one strike, one down. Sierra kicks, misses high, ball four. Lewis draws. A one-out walk for the first base runner of this inning.
Designated hitter number 8, E.J. Andrews.
E.J. Andrews, Jr., at the plate, takes ball one high. One down, runner on first. Andrews Jr. is batting .224 this season with three home runs and 20 runs batted in. Pitch from Sierra. Just misses out. J.J. DeRozio out to have a conversation with Sierra on the mound. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Swung on and missed. Now 2-1. Here's the pitch. Misses out and high. Hitters count, three balls, one strike. The pitch is swung on, fouled off into the netting. Full count, one away. Pickoff attempt at first base. Lewis back safely standing up. 3-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Two strikeouts in this inning for Sierra. Sierra was down 3-1 in the count. Ended up still striking out Andrews Jr. Two down. Runner on first is Lewis, and at the plate is Benjamin Sims. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Sims batting from the left side, so it's a left versus left matchup. Southpaw delivers, misses in. Infield shading just slightly to the right. The 1-1. Swung on, lined right to the third baseman, Conticello. He makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Sierra does walk a batter, but we're still scoreless going into the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Melendez, the batter.
Batting from the right side is Ivan Melendez. He did come to the plate in the last inning, but that was when Franco was caught stealing to end the inning, so Melendez back up at the plate. Takes ball one low and out. Pitch from Vargas. Swung on, hard ground ball. Third baseman picks it up on two hops. Sets his feet. The throw to first in plenty of time. One away.
Designated hitter number one, Josh Day.
Josh Day batting from the right side, one down. The pitch misses outside ball two. Infield shading just slightly to the left. The pitch swung on and missed. 2-1 count for Day. Day is the designated hitter. Has one home run and five runs batted in. The one home run is a grand slam. His first professional hit. That was last week in Modesto. The 2-1 swung on, fouled off. The pitch missing low and in ball three. The 3-2, swung on, chopper, third base side, third baseman picks it up, but it comes out of his glove, and Day is safe at first base, no throw. It was hit in the 5-6 hole. Third baseman came over trying to make the play, couldn't do so, it hit off his glove, and that will be an error on how Day reaches.
Now batting, tonight's max player in the game, right fielder number 21, Kevin Graham.
Kevin Graham is now batting. From the left side, he also had his first professional hit, and it was a home run in Modesto. One down, runner on first. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Pitch is swung on, deep fly ball. Right center field, the center fielder Montgomery reaches up and makes the catch on the warning track for the second out of the inning. Nice play by the center fielder. We've seen him make two great plays. Almost in the exact same spot. This one more towards straightaway center. The other one was in front of the barn. Gavin Contesello is batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, 0-1 count. Right versus left matchup. Vargas delivers and it misses. One, one, fouled off. Count is now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two down, the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Contesello goes down swinging for the final out of the inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Check one, one, two, three, check one, two, three. Check one, two, three. Check one, two, three, four.
This deal at Saloon tonight, Lawrence Tractor Company, Circus Hilaria, Kings County.
One, two. One, two, three.
You're welcome. Lawrence Tractor Company.
One, two. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two.
Staff member, if you take an office, you get a $10 Pickleball Ultra Hall of Fame Club ticket to tomorrow or Thursday's game. But by the way, a happy birthday. Star from Nathan. Happy birthday, Star from Nathan. Enjoy your day here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the third inning for the Grizzlies. Shortstop, Leo Amador.
Top half of the third, still scoreless, and Sierra back on the mound. The pitch is swung on and missed. 0-1 count. Sierra kicks. Swung on, slow ground ball, third baseman Contestello, the throw to first. In time, one down. That was the leadoff man, Adil Amador, who's retired for the second time today.
Billy in charge of play will be center fielder, Billy Montgomery.
Benny Montgomery at the plate, swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1 count. The pitch, missing low and in. One count, one down, the pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. One, two. Swung on, foul tipped, they said. J.J. DeRozio saying that he caught it in the glove, though, and there's a conversation behind home plate. Sierra upset. He thought it was strike three. But now Jorge Cortez is just going to come have a conversation with Koshi Zawa to see what he saw. A ball and two strikes, one down. So, again, it sounded like it foul-tipped. And DeRozio's saying, look, I caught it. Looking at the replay, I think that was right. There's the foul tip. And DeRozio looks like he catches it. And they appeal down to first base, and they're going to say that, yes, he did, in fact, catch it. And now Robinson Cancel, the manager for the Grizzlies, is going to come have a conversation. So, again, it looked like they went down to Brandon Tipton. The umpires came together and decided to converse. And it looked like they got the call right, looking at the replay. I don't think J.J. smothered it or anything. We'll have it one more time here on MLB TV. I think he caught it. I think that angle, nice and slow from JT. Thank you to JT for manning the cameras and helping with the replay as the pitch is fouled off by Yankiel Fernandez. Oh, one count, two down. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Sierra steps, delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That one, DeRozio definitely caught. And that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work. For Diomede Sierra, we are heading into the bottom half of the third, still scoreless. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Stop Alarm is celebrating 40 years of service in Porterville and surrounding cities. For over 40 years, Stop Alarm has provided quality installations and prompt service to protect what is most important to you and your loved ones. Stop Alarm, your local solution. For all your security needs, call Stop Alarm at 559-781-3310 at 781-3310. Right now, let's check in with Joe.
All right, we got some kids here, and they are racing for a copy of Sonic 2. All right, are you guys ready to rock? Timber, oh, you better go, you better go. Timber got out to an early start there, but oh, here we go. We got some of the kids coming away. We got one of the great jersey coming. Oh, they've got a black jersey. Oh, hey, Bob, I want you. Oh, they're running. First and second are going to get the copy of the movie. First and second. Oh, looks like we got two winners over there. From all those kids. And Timber, man, you've lost the game, dude. We might have to demote you.
the third inning, heading to the plate for the Hyde. The catcher, number 6, J.J. D'Arazio.
J.J. D'Arazio at the plate, batting from the right side. The pitch is foul tipped. Count is 0-1. Lights are on at Valley Strong Ballpark. A little bit earlier than normal. I mentioned it's kind of cloudy. The pitch to D'Arazio is fouled off. Some darker clouds in the sky. Not a whole lot of blue sky showing. That's why the lights are on a little bit early here. Usually we don't see them until, let's say, 7:45 or 8. It's the top, rather bottom half of the third inning. Scoreless so far. Rawhide have one hit. The Grizzlies have two. The pitch. Missing low. 1-2 count. Pitch to D'Arazio, misses low and outside. 2-2 count. Vargas, the right-handed pitcher, in his third inning of work. He has only allowed one base runner. The pitch. Missing. Full count. Pitch to D'Arazio, foul tipped. Couldn't be held on to by Fulford, the catcher, so it'll still be a full count. Payoff pitch is swung on, fly ball, right side. Right fielder giving chase is in the corner, leaps up. Does he make the catch? He does. Wow, what a play by the right fielder. Yankiel Fernandez, leaping catch into the corner, able to hold on to it in his glove for the first down of the inning. Wow, what a play. Alvin Guzman batting from the right side. One down, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Misses, high ball one. Pitch is a called strike, 1-1. Pitch is swung on and missed again. 1-2 count. Vargas getting into a groove, working a little quickly. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Strike 3. Guzman goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on in the bottom half of the third. Still scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark. First pitch to Corniel, swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. He'll underhand toss it to Vargas at first, and that will end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work going into the fourth. Scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Be sure to check the back of your ticket for special offers like the one from Eagle Mountain Casino. Get $20 bonus cash when you join the Summit Club at Eagle Mountain Casino. Must be 21 years of age or older. The Garage Crew Drag is underway and it's powered by Steel Power Equipment. To find your nearest steel dealer, search STIHL or visit steeldealers.com. Tonight's picnic game is served to us by our friends at A&W Restaurants. Our concession stands will be open for snacks and drinks only. Fans are encouraged to bring in outside food and non-alcoholic beverage and enjoy the game picnic style thanks to A&W All American Food. Don Champion Food Truck is here tonight and located just outside the Toyota Terrace Gate. Visit them for delicious and authentic Mexican food. Looking for some tacos, maybe some shrimp, ceviche. Don Champion has you covered. Catering your party or event, give them a call at 467-6683. Again, that number to call is 467-6683. Let's move to top half of the fourth inning. Batting for Fresno, left fielder Juan Guerrero.
Top half of the fourth. First pitch from Sierra called strike on the inside corner to Juan Guerrero. Sierra in his fourth inning of work. Pitch is swung on and that bat is broken into three different pieces. Hit off the end of the bat and 0-2 count. So Guerrero with a new bat coming to the plate. No balls, two strikes. O-2 count. The pitch. Missing. Sierra, 20 years old from the Dominican Republic. He'll turn 21 in September. Actually, he's going to turn 21 the last day of the regular season. The 1-2. Missing outside. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Guerrero. Swung on, bouncing ground ball. Third baseman comes over, hits his glove, and everyone is going to be safe. So Contesello, third baseman, trying to cut it off. So Juan Corniel didn't have to try to get it and backhand it instead.
After point, second baseman, Juan Brito.
It hit off of Contesello's glove there and slowed it down for Corniel. That is going to be an error on Contesello. Two errors today, both of them on the third baseman. One for each team. Leadoff man is on. Here's the pitch. The pitch misses, and it gets by the catcher. DeRozio allows Guerrero to move to second. Runner in scoring position, nobody out. One oh. Called strike, 1-1 count. Sierra. Just over 45 pitches. The pitch misses in. Brito, the second baseman today. The pitch is swung on a flare into center field. Guzman coming over makes the catch. A nice throw is going to hold the runner. My goodness, what a throw from Guzman. Went from right center field straight to the third baseman, Contesello's glove. The shortstop, Corniel, leapt up trying to cut it off since the runner wasn't going anymore, but Guzman showing off his arm there. One down. Looking at it on the replay. Went right to Contesello's glove. Runner still in scoring position and Fulford at the plate. Here's the pitch. Called strike low outside corner. Infield shading just slightly to the left. The pitch, runners off for third. The throw from DeRozio, a little bit high and not in time. Looked like it might have been a good throw that would have been in time, but it was high above Contesello's head at third base. Just like that, the potential first run of the game 90 feet away. One ball, one strike, one down. Foul tipped and stopped by DeRozio. Looks like it actually was swung on and missed in the dirt. Just from Shinko Shizawa and DeRozio's reaction. Infield in, everyone. We're on the edge of the infield grass. One, two. Low on the dirt, hits off of DeRozio. Runner's going to try to score. DeRozio picks up the ball. No, he doesn't. But he is safe at the plate. We'll go through this one again. Guerrero, gutsy play. It hit off the glove of DeRozio on a wild pitch. Went up the third base side. DeRozio, all he had to do was grab the ball and tag Guerrero. And JJ knew that. But he was rushed and couldn't do it. He missed the ball. Two, two is foul tipped into the glove of DeRozio. Strike three. Fulford goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. But it is a 1-0 ball game. The Grizzlies lead on a wild pitch. Again, that is usually not the wild pitch that you score on. It was a ball that went up the third base side. Usually that allows the base runner to stay at third base. That should have been the move, but he got lucky with DeRozio missing the ball. AJ Lewis at the plate, 0-1 count. Missing low. I don't believe that run will be earned to Sierra because he reached on the air on the third baseman, 19-year-old Gavin Contesello. Pitch to Lewis, swung on and missed, strike two. One, two. Swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. DeRozio throws down to first, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies take the lead off a wild pitch when the runner reached on an error. Grizzlies lead 1-0 going into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Rawhide would like to welcome Lawrence Tracker Company to Valley Strong Ballpark for the Steel Saloon tonight. The Lawrence Tractor races with Lawrence Tractor. Let's send it to Joe.
That's right. We're here at the saloon with Lawrence Tractor Company, who's in the house today. And we have Ella, who has the gator, Lorenzo, who's got the mower, and Richard, who's got the tractor. It's time. Let's put it on the board. The Lawrence Tractor races. Lawrence Tractor Company has a full line of lithium battery power, commercial mowing equipment, compact construction equipment, and quality John Deere tractors. 25 horsepower for large property owners, all the way up to 64 horsepower for large acre growers. Lawrence Tractor Company, serving Tulare and Kings County for over 50 years. All right, so we got the race on the board. We got, right now, the tractor's in the lead. Oh, but that sneaky little mower's coming by. Oh, now the gator. Oh, who's it going to be as they're coming second? They're rounding second here at Valley Strong Ballpark. You can see the barn in the background. There it is. Oh, oh, the mower spun out. All right, the tractor's the biggest vehicle. You think they're going to block everybody, but who's it going to be? We're coming down the stretch. It is the tractor. Who would have thought that the tractor won in the Lawrence Tractor races? That means Richard is our winner. Manuel Pena
at the plate, batting from the left side. Pitch from Vargas, swung on, fouled off, out of play, third base side. Pitch misses low. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. 1-2 count. Infield shading to the right. Here's the 1-2. Foul tipped. He stays alive. Pena flew out to center field in his first at-bat. One, two. Swung on and missed strike three. That is the fourth strikeout of the day for Vargas. One down, nobody on. The pitch. Missing outside. 1-0 count. Vargas delivers, coming inside. 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch is swung on, popped up. And it will land behind our press box. Two, one count, one down. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt, 3-1 count. Swung on, deep fly ball right field, but it is a foul ball. Called strike three on the inside corner. I beg your pardon, it was 3-2 count. And Franco goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Back-to-back K's for Vargas and Ivan Melendez batting from the right side. Pitch is swung on, fouled off, third base side. Pitch is swung on, foul tipped. Oh. It is an 0-2 count. The pitch. Missing high ball one. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and the bat goes flying over the third base netting over the saloon. Strike three, and Vargas strikes out the side in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rawhide still trailed by one as we go into the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Fox gets
Proctor Brewing Company. Two for One Tuesday, courtesy of Valley Wine Beverage and Coors Light. Coors Light, keeping Rawhide fans chilled. Deal with Valley Strong Ballpark is the Rawhide Beer Mat. Beer Mat is $25 and comes with your first fill. After that, all beers are $10 premium or domestic. Get $10 refills on your 24-ounce Rawhide Beer Mat and every game. Your friends at Budweiser want to remind you, if you're 20 or older, remember, drink wiser. Plan to safe ride home and hydrate. Top of the 8-0-8-0-5 fifth inning, batting for the Grizzlies, designated hitter E.J. Andrews.
Sierra back on the mound. It's the top half of the fifth inning. The Grizzlies lead 1-0. E.J. Andrews Jr. is at the plate. Takes ball one high. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Pitch is fouled off. 1-2 count still. One, two. Swung on and missed strike three. Andrews Jr. goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. Ben Sims batting from the left side. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Sims is batting from the left. Misses inside, 1-1 count. One swung on and missed strike two. Sims is batting .254 this season with four home runs and 24 runs batted in. Here's the 1-2. Low in the dirt. Sierra just over the 65 pitch mark now. No movement in the Rawhide pen. He needs the Rawhide offense to come alive a little bit here. Rawhide only have one hit today. It's a 1-0 ball game. The Grizzlies lead the pitch. Misses low and in. Full count, one down, nobody on. Three, two. Comes in and it hits him. Sierra loses him and hits the number 9 batter. Second hit batter of the day for Sierra. Or by Sierra, I guess I should say.
Now Valley, shortstop, Adiel Amador.
Adiel Amador, the leadoff man at the plate. Runner on first. The first pitch misses low, ball one. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hard ground ball, second baseman gloves it, throws the second for one, on to first, in time, a 4-6-3 double play. What a play started by Manuel Pena. It looked like the ball was going to get by him. He's able to glove it, spin around, throw to second, and the throw to first was in time. Much needed double play as we head into the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're halfway through this one. Just now we're into this ball game. Rawhide trail by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Caring for cancer nonprofit foster family agency that serves the needs of children who have been removed from their homes due to abuse and neglect. Providing the same structured and neutering foster home for at-risk children from infant to 18 years old. If you have questions or if you'd like to become a foster parent, your well-trained dedicated staff can help you visit their booth in the right field concourse. So give them a call at 559-583-9500. You can also visit the website, caringforkidsffa.org, for information. That's caringforkidsffa.org. Caring for Kids, building better futures for our children. Right now, for more, we'll send it to Joe.
All right, we got Jacob here. And, you know, we didn't let the fact that he's a Padres fan hold it against him. He's going to be our junior announcer coming up in the next half inning.
To the bottom half of the 8805 Fountain. Let's check in with Joe and Jacob.
Now batting the designated hitter, the in and out double double batter, number one, Josh Day.
Josh Day at the plate takes a strike on the inside corner. Day is the designated hitter today. Pitch from Vargas, swung on, fouled off, out of play on the first base side. No balls, two strikes. Vargas, this will be his 65th pitch of the evening. Here it is. Swung on and missed, strike three. Day goes down swinging on three pitches for the first down of the bottom half of the fifth inning. Pitch misses outside. Kevin Graham at the plate. 1-0. Misses outside, ball two. Graham flew out to deep center field in his first at bat. Center fielder Montgomery has made two nice plays today. The pitch swung on, fouled off, 2-1 count. Both of them deep fly balls, right center field. This one by Graham was more towards straightaway center, just to the right of the batter's eye. The other one was Pena's in the first inning. 2-1, coming high and in, three balls, one strike. And no more sunlight on the playing surface. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, ball four. Kevin Graham draws a one-out walk. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Gavin Contesello at the plate. Pickoff attempt at first and Graham back safely. Contesello struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Infield at double play depth. Third baseman in just a little bit in case Contesello squares to bunt. First pitch to him. Swung on and missed, strike one. 0-1, missing out. Vargas, glove at the belt. 1-1. Called strike at the knees. A little bit of a delayed call there by the home plate umpire, Koshizawa. I thought it was low. But 1-2 count, one down. The pitch. Tries to check his swing. Does go around on a low inside pitch. Strike three. Second strikeout of the day for Conticello. Two down. Runner on first, and here comes Robinson Cancel. Cancel, the manager on the mound. We'll see if he goes to the bullpen. There is someone warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. And they are going to keep him in the game. Just a quick meeting by Cancel. Two down, runner on first, and D'Orazio is at the plate. This will be the 75th pitch of the evening by Jordy Vargas. Swung on, bouncing ground ball. The shortstop gets it, flips to second, and that will end the inning. Rawhide still trail by one as we go into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com.
Tonight's picnic game served to us by our friends at A&W Restaurant. Tonight's through Thursday, by the way, our concessions stand to be open for snacks and drinks only. Fans can bring in outside food and non-alcoholic beverages and enjoy the game picnic style, all thanks to A&W All-American Food. Now let's open up your lucky number scorecards. How about it? We've got some lucky numbers. Amish Republic, this lucky number is 11908. 11908. You got Trimark Smog 12262. Chevron 12220. Howie Roll Ice Cream 12152. Maximo Snacaria, that lucky number 12128. And we got A&W Restaurant 12151. If you have these winning numbers, head on over to the general store. Congratulations.
Top half of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies still lead 1-0, and Diomede Sierra is back on the mound. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. The pitch. Misses low. Betty Montgomery today has singled, and he's struck out. Eric Mendez warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch misses in. 2-1 count. The pitch is swung on, grounded foul down the third base side. 2-2 count. Montgomery. Sierra at 75 pitches. 76. Swung on, slow ground ball. Corniel ranges. It hits off of his glove. And Montgomery will be safe. Is it to the left side of second base? That is the second error of the day for the Rawhide. An error on the third baseman, Contasello, back in the fourth inning. And now to lead off the sixth, Corniel commits an error. The first error of the game for the Rawhide was a big one. It allowed a run to score because the leadoff man was on, and he later came around to score on the Wilds pitch by Sierra. So that run was unearned. First pitch misses high, gets by DeRozio. Pitch is swung on and missed. 1-1 count, runner in scoring position for the Grizzlies. They lead by one in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, right field. Graham going back. A two-run blast for Yankiel Fernandez. He just watched it go. You knew off the bat it had the distance. Wasn't sure if it was going to be fair or foul, but he blasts his 17th home run of the season and picks up RBI number 90 and 91. Extends the lead for the Grizzlies 3-0. Sierra does not give up many home runs in his 17 games this year, 66 innings pitched. He's given up seven. I beg your pardon, it's actually six entering this game. Here's the 1-0 to Guerrero. Popped up. He'll be out of play. So in his now 71 innings of work in 18 games, he's given up seven home runs. The pitch. Swung on, a flare into shallow right field. Graham coming in, but it's the second baseman, Pena, who makes the catch over his left shoulder. One down.
Second baseman, Juan Brito.
The pitch is swung on, hard ground ball, third baseman Contasello backhands it. The throw to first is offline. Melendez takes his foot off the bag but tags Brito for the second out of the inning. Two away. Nobody on in the top half of the sixth inning with the Grizzlies leading 3-0. Juan Brito at the plate. Pitch is swung on, ground ball to third baseman again. The throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies get two more runs thanks to a home run by Fernandez as we go into the bottom half of the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Start the year off with the supplies they need and get free tickets to a game. Drop off supplies to get tickets for Friday's game. Thanks to a partnership with Fathering the Fatherless. Help them in Tulare County Supervisor Eddie Valero. A Culligan man, Culligan and Lindsay, is backed by over 80 years of experience and has the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. Culligan and Lindsay, they know California water. For an update on the action, let's send it to Joe.
All right, we got a pretty tight over here with the Culligan water balloon toss. We got some kids that are getting a couple other kids here stoked. Hey, speaking of kids, as a reminder, everybody, on Friday we have a back to school with Supervisor Eddie Valero and Father in the Fatherless. Bring a school supply to our ticket office on Friday, and you're going to get a free ticket. Hey, now let's give it up for all these kids, because they're all going home with some cool prizes.
Let's move. Bottom of the sixth inning. Batting for the Rawhide. Center fielder Alvin Guzman.
Guzman at the plate. Swings the first pitch. A ground ball to the third baseman. Sims picks it up. Throws to first. One away. One pitch, one out for the new pitcher. Number 17, Luis Amoroso. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, bugs. Juan Cornell takes the strike on the outside corner from the right-handed pitcher. Swings and misses at the next pitch. 0-2 count, and he's upset with himself there. Calls for time. The Grizzlies lead 3-0 in the top half, rather bottom half of the sixth inning. It was in the top half that they scored two. Only one of the three runs scored is earned to Sierra. The pitch is swung on, line to center field. Montgomery stays right there and makes the catch. Two down. Manuel Pena bats from the left. The pitch misses outside. Jordy Vargas, the starter for Fresno, pitched well. Five scoreless innings. The pitch misses in. Gave up one hit, walked one, and struck out eight. Great job by Vargas today. Pitch misses low and in. 2-1 count. Again, tough break for Sierra. Two of the three runs that have scored are unearned to him. The pitch is missing inside. So, in reality, it should just be a 1-0 ball game. But the Rawhide only have one hit today. The pitch missing high. Ball four. Pena draws a walk. That'll be the second walk given up by the Grizzlies pitching staff today. First one given up by Luis Amoroso.
64. Now batting left fielder
Junior Franco. Junior Franco at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Franco is the only Rawhide batter to have a base hit today. That was back in the first inning. Only other base runners reached on walks or an error. Two walks, one error. 0-1, swung on, a chopper up the middle, second baseman ranging, the throw to second, he is out at second base, what a play by the second baseman, Brito, it looked like it was going to reach center field, it didn't, Pena didn't slide at second base, I don't think that would have made a difference, but my goodness, what a play by Brito. Rawhide still trail by three, going into the seventh inning, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Republic, check the video board because you can become famous. Thomas Republic dance came. Thomas Republic located at 2235 South Bonnie over that board, Bridge Shopping Center. Northly Stars is trying to resolve Thomas Republic tattoo and happy people. What is it? It is the Thomas Republic dance. Irish Republic Dance. Let's have the top of the seventh. Now down in first place with AJ Owens.
Top of the seventh inning. Eric Mendez is the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. 1-1 count to A.J. Lewis. He struck out in his first at-bat today. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. The 1-2. Swung on, foul tipped. We'll do it again. Final pitching line for Diomede Sierra. Through six innings, three runs scored, only one of them earned off of three hits, walked a batter, and struck out eight. Pitch from Mendez fouled off, out of play. Those eight strikeouts tie his career high. Last time he had eight strikeouts was against the San Jose Giants in July. That's the third time he's done so in his career. The 1-2 coming inside almost hits Lewis. Lewis is batting .264, 10 home runs and 40 runs batted in. .22, missing outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Coming inside, that one almost hits him. Spins out of the way and will reach first base with a leadoff walk given up by Mendez.
Designated hitter, E.J. Andrews.
E.J. Andrews Jr. batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball one. Andrews Jr. struck out in his first at-bat. Misses inside, 2-0 count. Andrews has actually struck out twice today. The pitch. Called strike, 2-1 count. Mendez kicks. Misses low, ball three. Mendez is 4-1 this season with a 3.61 ERA. This is his 37th appearance out of the bullpen. 3-1. Checks his swing, but it's a called strike by Koshizawa. Full count. Mendez has one save this season. He's thrown 52 innings of work for the Rawhide. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. In those 51 innings of work, he has, beg your pardon, 52 innings of work, he has struck out 50 while walking 37. 3-2. Swung on, ground ball back up the middle. Mendez picks it up, drops it. He'll throw to first for the first out of the inning. Tough break for Mendez. Wasn't a very hard hit ball, but his momentum taking him off the mound on the first base side, he had to reach over, try to make that play. He was able to stop it, but couldn't keep it in his glove. You can see that right there. Kind of an awkward backhanded play, but able to recover to get an out. Of course, he would have loved to get a double play there. Sims at the plate. The pitch. Misses low. Sims today has lined out to third base, and he's also been hit by a pitch today. Mendez in his first inning of work. 1-0. Called strike, 1-1 count. One, one, low and inside, ball two. On second, still Lewis. He walks to start off this inning. Top half of the seventh, the pitch. Misses, a throw down to second. Looks good, but he's safe at second base. Not a bad throw from D'Orazio at all. Three balls, one strike. Hitters count for the number nine batter. Mendez kicks. Foul tipped into the glove of D'Orazio. Full count. Payoff pitch. Low and inside, ball four. Mendez walks Sims. Runners on first and second, one down.
Step into the plate, shortstop, Ariel Amador.
Top of the order, Ariel Amador at the plate. He'll bat from the left side for the first time today, facing a right-handed pitcher. Rawhide starter, Sierra, a lefty. And now Mendez, the right-handed pitcher from Aruba, on the mound for the Rawhide. There is one down, so a ground ball could end the inning. On second, Lewis. On first, Sims. Pitch to Amador. Swung on, fly ball into center field. Guzman takes one step back and makes the catch. The second out of the inning. Lewis wasn't tagging. Retreats back to second base, two down. Very dark night sky in Visalia. Almost looks like rain clouds, but I've been in the Central Valley for 4 years now, so I know better than to think that this is rain in August. Although we've had that happen once. Last year it started raining. Here's the pitch. Missing outside ball one to Benny Montgomery. We did have a little bit of rain, I think, 2 weeks ago. It was pretty humid, actually. It's usually not humid in Visalia. Usually a dry heat and just a very hot one at that. 1-0, missing inside, ball two. For those of you who are Grizzlies fans from Fresno or family members, friends of the Fresno Grizzlies players, and you've visited Fresno, the heat in Visalia, it's the same. Only 45 minutes away from each other. Commuting trip, so whenever the Rawhide go to face the Fresno Grizzlies in Fresno. We always come at it from Visalia. Nice opportunity for the players to still sleep in their own beds. And same with the Grizzlies. They will be commuting back and forth for this week. This is the only commuting trip for the Rawhide. I don't believe the Grizzlies commute to Modesto. I'd have to double check that, though. It's an hour and a half drive, about an hour and a half drive to the Modesto Nuts from the Grizzlies Stadium, Chuck Chansey Park. 2-1 count to Montgomery. Runners on first and second, two down. 3-0 ball game, Grizzlies lead. The pitch. Just misses. Ball three. D'Orazio held it there for a beat. Mendez is unhappy with that one. Here's the pitch. Foul tipped and the ball. The bat goes flying again. That's the second time now that we've seen a bat go flying so far that it went out of play. So Montgomery will get a new bat, although our Batman, Les Kissick, does have the bat. Josh Swales, one of the pitchers for the Rawhide, who's in the Rawhide dugout, was able to go get that bat. And Les Kissick, the best of Batman around, gets it back for him. It's a full count, two down, runners on first and second. And we do have confirmation that Modesto is not a commuting trip for the Grizzlies. It didn't sound like it would be. I'm pretty sure the rule is it has to be less than an hour for it to be a commuting trip. And step off by Mendez. Full count, two down. A lot of other teams have many commuting trips. Stockton and San Jose commute to each other. And the entire rest of the Southern California League commute to each other. The 3-2 swung on, lined into right field. That'll be a base hit. Lewis rounds third. He will score. The throw is cut off. Runners on the corners in a 4-0 ball game. That is just the fourth hit of the day for the Grizzlies, but they have been productive with their outs. Four runs off of four hits. Soft line drive into right field. Nothing that Graham could do with that one to either try to catch it or make the throw at the plate. Lewis was off on the pitch with a full count and two down, so he scores easily. That's the fourth run of the game for the Grizzlies.
The shot team, a full service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with Hyde. The shot team, the community matters.
Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide. This is the first time he's coming out to have a conversation on the mound. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Two down, runners in the corners. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball one. It is Yankel Fernandez at the plate who had that monster shot over the right field wall. I mean, it was a no-doubter. Just needed to make sure it stayed fair. And he took his time to watch that one. The pitch misses outside, ball two. Was his 17th home run of the season, and he has now driven in 91 batters. The 2-0. Called strike. Count is 2-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Movement in the Rawhide pen. I want to say it's Alfred Murillo. Mendez sets. Pickoff attempt at first base. Montgomery back safely, still waiting on the 2-2. The pitch, runner takes off, swung on and missed. Strike three. Fernandez goes down swinging to end the inning, but the Grizzlies get another run. 4-0, they lead heading into the bottom half of the seventh. It is stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
So be sure to head on over so you get those final inning snacks and drinks. Right now for the seventh inning stretch, it's Joe on the mic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. We're back in front of the saloon with Lawrence Tracker Company, and we want them and all of you to get up out your seats. Stretch those legs, and let's sing Tipper's favorite song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. All right, who's going to sing? You guys want to sing? take.
For the center of the lane, the batter, first baseman, Ivan Melendez.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, Ivan Melendez leads it off. The pitch. Swung on, line down the left field side, a base hit. Melendez should be going for two as it rolls all the way into the corner. And it is a leadoff double for Melendez to start off the bottom half of the seventh inning. That's only the second hit of the day for the Rawhide, but much needed as they trail by four in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Brings up Josh Day, who will bat from the right side. It is still Luis Amoroso on the mound for the Grizzlies. Runner in scoring position for Day. Here's the pitch. Squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball, and it misses. Melendez goes back to second base, though. I think the catcher, Fulford, missed that ball, and it hit off his protective equipment. Yeah, hit off his shin guard. Wow, that's lucky. The Rawhide can't catch a break, man. Ever. Not just this game. Just feels like this whole season they can't catch a break. I mean, the catcher missed the ball, and it still somehow didn't get by him. The pitch misses outside, ball two. I feel like we're getting punked this season. The baseball gods are just saying gotcha all the time. 2-0 count. Pickoff attempt at second base, and Melendez is back safely diving. The pitch misses. 3-0 count for Day, the designated hitter. The 3-0 today, called strike outside corner. Day has reached on an error and struck out today. The 3-1 misses. Ball four. That's another walk given up by Amoroso. His second one.
You can walk away to break game tickets.
That's the second one of the day. 79-78-64. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are presented by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen. Keeping you in good hands is their game. Pitching coach Mark Brewer out to have a conversation. Runners on first and second, nobody out, and Kevin Graham, one of the newer additions to the Rawhide, is stepping to the plate. Kevin Graham and the runner on first, Josh Day, both joined the Rawhide last week, so it's their first game at Valley Strong Ballpark.
Right fielder Kevin Graham.
Rawhide trailed by four in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove, 0-1 count. Graham has flown out to center, and he's also walked today. Swung on, slow ground ball in front of the mound. The pitcher, Amoroso, throws to first, and that will get the first out of the inning. But basically a swinging bunt is like a sacrifice for Kevin Graham. The only difference is it does affect his average. Gavin Contesello at the plate. Two runners in scoring position for the 19-year-old. The pitch to him misses outside, ball one. On third, Ivan Melendez, he started off this inning with a double. On second, Josh Day, who walked. Now Contesello, who has struck out twice at the plate. Pitch misses low and in, ball two. This is the first time that he's facing Amoroso, so we'll see how he responds. 2-0 count, one away, the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. He picks it up. A foot race to the bag. Contesello is safe. That's an RBI single, but the pitcher, Amoroso, is on the ground, and he's hurt. Scary moment there, and in between play where the first baseman Lewis at first looked like he was going to try to throw it to the pitcher, but Amoroso didn't get there in time, and so there was a collision between, I think it was Contesello and Amoroso, not the first baseman. Good to see him moving and getting up. He was face down for a little while there. And they are going to, I think, take him out of the game immediately. Mark Brewer, the pitching coach, just indicated to the bullpen to come out here. I think that's what he indicated. It is a 4-1 ball game, and yes, that's what's happening. They're going to take him out of the game. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. The good news is he's up and walking and he should be fine. We're going to let you know who the new pitcher is after this, but right now it's a 4-1 ball game. The Rawhide now trail by three, one down. It'll be runners in the corners. Josh Day on third and Contesello on first. And I believe he gets an RBI single. They haven't indicated that yet on the scoreboard. We'll keep you updated when we come back. And looking at the replay, I think Contesello just barely made contact with the pitcher, Amoroso. It was the first baseman, Lewis, who went ahead and just held on to the ball trying to beat Contesello. I think it actually started off with, no, that's what happened. It was Amoroso hit Lewis. Lewis trying to step for the bag, and Amoroso couldn't stop his momentum. He didn't have the ball. It was Lewis who hit him with his foot, and it was his left leg that got hit by Lewis. So Contesello didn't actually make any contact with the pitcher. We're going to take a short break. Rawhide trailed by three. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Coming to the plate for the Lysenia Rawhide is the catcher, J.J. DeRozio.
Four to one ball game at Valley Strong Ballpark. One down and J.J. DeRozio was at the plate. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Third pitcher of the evening. Angel Giovelli on the mound, number 45. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Runner on third, Josh Day. On first is Gavin Contasello, who picked up an RBI single, though not a very hard-hit ball at all. Just hit where Lewis wasn't able to touch first base before he got there, and he never underhand tossed it to the pitcher, who ends up getting hurt on that play. 0-2 to DeRozio. Misses. He's lucky. That looked good. I thought that was strike three. So able to look at the replay, and it is official that Amoroso, who was injured on that play, he did not collide with Contasello. He collided with his own first baseman, Lewis. The pitch to DeRozio is swung on and missed, strike three.
Now batting, it is left center fielder, Alvin Guzman.
Alvin Guzman, number nine batter at the plate, two away. The first pitch is swung on and missed. Contasello takes off on the pitch, and the catcher still can't find the ball. Fulford finally picks it up. Contasello safe at second with a stolen base. Runners on first and second, two down. There's going to be a meeting on the mounds now. That is Contasello's first stolen base for the Rawhides, was first one in the California League. Two runners in scoring position as the Rawhide trail by three in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Just handed tonight's attendance 802 tonight's announced paid attendance. 0-1, missing out. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed. Strike three. Guzman goes down swinging to end the inning. The Rawhide do get on the board, though. They prevent the shutout, and they trail by three going into the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Here, friends of Budweiser, we'd like to remind you, if you're 21 or older, you know, if you drink, don't drive. Design to ride. Responsibility adds to rewards. Friends of your responsible man, and design to ride. All right, here comes our last lucky numbers of the evening. Latino's Barbershop. That lucky number is 12123. Orange Schwartz Cafe, 12111. Central Valley Dental Implant, 12153. Lazaro's Japanese Restaurant, 12125. Tina Brothers Hot Dog Stand, that's 12193. Don Congo, 12179. Renathan Bowles, 12170. And Tulare Meat Locker, that's 12165. Yeah, those lucky numbers on your lucky number scorecards. What you got to do is head on over to General Store to collect your prize. Congratulations. Now pitching for the Rawhide, number 40, Alfred Murillo. Top half of the eighth inning, the Brunswick Grizzlies, the batter, Lock Bender, Juan Guerrero.
Top half of the eighth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jewel Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. It's game one of a six-game series against the Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch to Juan Guerrero misses from the new pitcher, Alfred Murillo. The pitch. Called strike. Count is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined over the head of Corniel into left center field. Guerrero heading for second, cut off by the center fielder Guzman. The throw is offline, gets by the second baseman Pena, but Melendez is there to back up the throw. It will be a leadoff double for Guerrero to start off the eighth. Rawhide finally got on the board in the last half inning, but they still trail by three, and the Grizzlies threatening already with a runner in scoring position.
Now batting his second baseman, Juan Brito.
Juan Brito is batting from the left side. Alfred Murillo in relief for Eric Mendez. Both teams now into their third pitcher of the evening. Brito batting 283. The pitch. He squares to bunt, gets it down in front of the mound. Murillo picks it up. The throw to first is in time, and now Guerrero heads for third base. What was interesting there was Guerrero, the runner on second, didn't take off for third right away. He waited to make sure that Murillo wasn't throwing the third.
The batter, catcher, Braxton Fulford.
I guess that works. Still makes it to third base. Only reason I can think he did that is because he didn't get a good jump when Brito squared to bunt. I mean, I guess no harm, no foul. The pitch misses in the dirt. Nice stop by DeRozio. At the plate is Braxton Fulford. And one oh count, one down. Here's the 1-0. Misses ball two. Just some final thoughts on Guerrero not going immediately to third base. I understand you don't want to make an out at third. Makes sense. And maybe he didn't get a good jump when he saw Brito square at a bunt. And it was down the third base side. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. So there could be a number of reasons why he stopped. Personally, when I played, I never stopped, mainly because I'm so slow. I knew if I didn't just keep running, I was going to be out no matter what. Obviously, much different for Guerrero, who's a speedy left fielder. But again, it's rare. I don't think I've seen that happen. The pitch misses inside ball three. If it did, I wasn't paying attention that closely, and I don't remember it. I've been in professional baseball for 6 years now, I think it is. 3-1 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Misses low in the dirt, ball four. Fulford draws a one-out walk to make it runners in the corners and one away for A.J. Lewis, the first baseman. That'll bring out Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. A.J. Lewis has walked twice and struck out today. One away, runners in the corners in the top half of the eighth inning. We are now 2 hours into this ball game. It is 8:33 local time in Visalia. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner to Lewis. Murillo is 0-1 this season, a 7.17 ERA. The pitch. Checks his swing. Didn't go. A pitch low and outside. 1-1 count. Murillo. In his 14th appearance out of the pen, he has thrown 21 innings of work with 30 strikeouts and 13 walks. Pickoff attempt at first base. Fulford back safely, standing up. Opponents are batting 281 against him this season. The pitch. Swung on. A tapper in front of the plate. D'Orazio picks it up. Checks the runner. Throw to first is in time. And Guerrero goes back to third base. Impressive play by D'Orazio. He looks at the runner as he's setting his feet and throws to first. Two down. Fulford does advance to second. Looking at the replay here. Again, D'Orazio. You can see him check just a little bit. Make sure he wasn't coming full speed, because if he was, D'Orazio was going to be able to tag him or throw down to third. The pitch. Misses low ball one as E.J. Andrews Jr. bats from the right side with two away and two runners in scoring position. Andrews Jr. has struck out twice, and he's grounded out to the pitcher. 1-0 is swung on and missed, 1-1 count. Rawhide Trail, 4-1. They are still in the playoff hunt. The pitch misses inside ball two. Of course, a much different story for the Grizzlies, who are the first-half champions of the Northern Division, so they already have a playoff spot. Here's the 2-1 coming high and in ball three. Hitters count three balls, one strike, two away. Murillo. Right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. He kicks. The pitch is fouled off. Full count. Looking at the scores around the league, in order for the Rawhide to make it to the playoffs, they obviously need to win, which so far they're trailing by three. And they need some other Southern teams to start losing. Payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled off, which so far, looking at the scores, none of the Southern teams are losing today. Inland Empire is in San Jose. They lead 4-3. Modesto's in Rancho, and Rancho leads 8-6. And in Stockton, it's only the fourth inning. And Lake Elsinore leads 4-1. Here's the 3-2. Misses outside ball four. My goodness, was that pitch close. Bases are now loaded. And Ben Sims will bat from the left side. Two down. Bases are loaded for the Grizzlies. Two away. Sims is lined out, been hit by a pitch and walked today. The first pitch misses, high ball one. Murillo kicks. The pitch is swung on, lined into left field, a base hit. One run will score. They're going to hold Fulford at third, and everyone advances 90 feet. 5-1 ball game now. The Grizzlies lead.
Heading towards the plate is shortstop, Ariel Amador.
Amador at the plate, two away, base is still full. 5-1 ball game now. Rawhide finally got on the board in the last half inning, but the Grizzlies answer back with a run of their own here, trying to make it two or more. The pitch misses. Amador is 0-4 today. And he's batting 304 this season, so he's due. He has 50 runs batted in. 1-0. Misses. Runner on third is Braxton Fulford. On second, E.J. Andrews Jr. They both walked. And on first, Ben Sims, who had the RBI single. The pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. Second baseman Pena fields it. The throw to first ends the inning, but the Grizzlies tack on another run. They lead by four again going into the bottom half of the eighth. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
25 horsepower for large property owners, all the way up to 64 horsepower for large acre growers. Lawrence Tractor Company, serving Tulare Kings County for over 50 years. For tonight's Cahuilla Health Lucky Row with the Lawrence Tractor Races, let's send it to Joe.
All right, we got our Cahuilla Health Lucky Row. We have Matt and Janice in the front. They got the Gator. And then we have the Tom family here from overseas, from across the pond here. They're going to go for the tractor. And then we got this row here. You guys got the, they got the board. All right, let's do it here. All right, let's put it on the board here, folks. Time for the Lawrence Tractor Races. Hey, as a reminder, you can buy tickets to Rawhide Games online at rawhidebaseball.com or by visiting the ticket office sponsored by Cahuilla Health, a proud sponsor of the Visalia Rawhide. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life. Okay, it's a two-for-one Tuesday, so we're going to do the Lawrence Tractor Races again. On your mark, and set, go! All right, we got that mower that's got a real early lead on the tractor and the Gator. What's the Gator doing? Gator's lost. All right, sorry, Amanda. All right, here we go with down. Look at that mower. That mower's powerful. You can get powerful mowers like that from Lawrence Tractor Company. All right, they're coming down. They're coming down. Who's it going to be? What? It is the Gator out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Our season ticket holders are our winners. But let's give it up to our friends, the Tom family, who is here visiting us at Valley Strong Ballpark.
Let's move to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Batting for the Hide is shortstop Juan Cornejo.
Cornejo at the plate. Takes ball one low. It is the bottom half of the eighth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide Trail. 5-1, the pitch is swung on and missed. Cornejo today 0 for 3. He has struck out, grounded out, and lined out. 1-1. Misses. It is still Chiavelli on the mound, who came in when Amoroso was injured and left the game. The pitch misses, ball three. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into center field. It'll land for a base hit. Cornejo is heading for second. Here he comes. The throw is offline. Cornejo gets it done. A leadoff double for the shortstop. Great heads-up base running by the shortstop, Cornejo, who seems to be in a little bit of pain. And I think he hurt his arm as he dove. Or maybe knock the wind out of him.
After playing for the Hide,
he seems fine. I don't know if this ever happened to other players, but sometimes when I would dive head first, the belt would hurt me, and I need a minute. Maybe that's what happened to Cornejo. I'm not sure, but he's standing on second with the leadoff double. Pitch to Pena, misses low and inside, ball one, beg your pardon, it's actually called strike, 0-1 count. The pitch, That one misses in. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt, 2-1 count. Nice stop by Fulford. Pena has reached base once today. It was on a walk. Other than that, he's 0 for 2. The pitch swung on line to center field. Montgomery comes over, makes the catch. Cornell thinks about tagging, but he'll stay there. One down. A really well-hit ball by Pena, but Montgomery, a nice jump to reel it in. One down. Runner in scoring position is Cornell. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Blocked by Fulford. Here's the throw to third. In time, they got him. Cornell took off when he saw it hit the dirt. Fulford able to recover and throw to third base. It looked like Cornell, I don't want to say he beat the throw, but the throw was offline and pulled the third baseman, Sims, off the bag just a little bit. But honestly, because of that, he was able to get the tag on Cornell. I see why he was called out. That's not exactly the type of throw you want from your catcher. You usually want it a little bit closer to the bag, but it worked out in favor of the Rawhide today, or in favor of the Grizzlies, rather. The pitch misses. Two down. 2-1 count. Franco at the plate, who has the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. 2-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two down. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Franco strikes out to end the inning. We're going into the ninth. The Grizzlies lead 5-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
It has always been innately and uniquely human to be a builder. We can't help ourselves. It's in our bones to build. To take the world around us and build it into something more playful. Because a playful mind sees the world not as it is, but for everything it could be. Get building and make the world your playground.
Bottom of the ninth, tie ball game, runner on third. Looks like he's trying to make something happen out there. And here he comes, trying to steal home. The throw to the plate. He's in there.
Safe at home. That's the best call you can make.
He's safe at home.
Whenever heartburn strikes, get fast relief with Tums. It's time to love food back.
Pitching for the Rawhide, number 17, Luis Tejada.
Dime con quién andas, te diré quién eres. Huele que te abraza, diario, el mismo que te hiere.
Top half, the ninth inning, batting for the Grizzlies. Center fielder, Benny Montgomery.
Top half of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead 5-1. Luis Tejada on the mound, new pitcher. And it is a pitch clock violation on Tejeda. He did try to step off, couldn't get on the same page as D'Orazio, but he didn't call for time, so it wasn't given. And I think D'Orazio never called for time either. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike, so 1-1 count now. The pitch clock itself is fine. The rules surrounding the idea around it is what's weird to me. The 1-1 swung on. A flare into shallow right field. Melendez makes the catch over his shoulder. A nice play by the first baseman Melendez. One down. Nobody on for Yankiel Fernandez.
Right fielder, Yankiel
so
Fernandez.
The thing that I get confused about with the pitch clock is why in that instance can't Tejeda call for time? Why can't D'Orazio call for time? And I believe the only reason why is because it has to do with it being the first pitch. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. Melendez giving chase, but he runs out of room. And again, there are so many little parts of the pitch clock rule that I'm not an expert at all. I do know that if a pitcher steps off, they have to physically call for time when there's a runner on. It doesn't just automatically happen. And in this case, Tejeda stepped off with 6 seconds left, and D'Orazio told him, hurry up, we need to throw a pitch. And then D'Orazio just stood up, frustrated that it didn't happen. The pitch is swung on, a fly ball into shallow left field. Franco coming in, and he will make the catch for the second out of the inning. Now, where I don't like the rule is that it doesn't allow a pitcher or a catcher to feel like they can use a timeout to get on the same page, and the idea is to speed up the game, and that's fine. But you need the pitcher and catcher to be on the same page because that's how injuries happen. The pitch coming inside, ball one. And I've heard of some AAA pitchers who will say, depending on the situation, if I can't get on the same page as my catcher, I'll just take the ball. But sometimes you can't. It could be ball four. So there you decide to just go ahead and throw a pitch. The pitch is a called strike. Well, when that happens, talk about crossing up a catcher. They don't know what pitch is being thrown. And also, if the pitcher decides to fire one over there, what if it's right down the middle, last minute, and they get their body hurt because the ball's hit back up at them? 2-1 count, two down. And this is me nitpicking it, of course, but you just don't want to create opportunities for injuries. 2-1. Called strike. And the thing is, there's some people who I've had this conversation with who just say, well, figure it out. I mean, I've had one pitcher tell me that they didn't feel like they could shake enough to get to their curveball that they want to start throwing. And I had that conversation with someone, and they said, well, you shouldn't be shaking off your catcher that often. I said, okay, well, he's new to the team. Pitch misses outside ball three, so he hasn't been able to have that conversation with the catcher to say, I really want to throw my curveball today. Have that be the second pitch that you throw down if I shake you off. But also, what if he says that and his curveball wasn't the one he wanted in that instance, and now he can't do anything about it? The 3-2 misses outside ball four. So a walk given up to Guerrero, two down, runner on first.
Second baseman, Juan Brito.
Another aspect of this is the players who are coming from the Arizona Complex League, they don't have the pitch clock there. So they're still getting used to this. And that's how it should be. It should be starting at this level, at the single A level, and moving its way up to the major leagues. But we need to tweak it. The pitch misses inside ball one to Juan Brito. There's a lot of other situations that are not okay. I mean, we have seen automatic strike three end a ball game with a runner on third this season in the California League. That's just unacceptable. The pitch is a called strike 1-1 count. Of course, I'm sitting up here in my booth, able to just talk into this microphone about how much I don't like the pitch clock. I'm not exactly giving a lot of options on how to improve it, because I'm not sure. I'm just telling you what I've observed and what I think needs to get fixed. I just don't know how it can get. A ball and two strikes, two down. Here's the pitch. Misses low in the dirt. The runner was off on the pitch, and he will reach second base easily with no throw. 2-2 count, two down, runner in scoring position for the Grizzlies, who lead 5-1 in the ninth inning. Liam Norris, who's one of the starting pitchers for the Rawhide this year, has said his biggest issue with the pitch clock is it's not being enforced the same way by every single umpiring crew as the pitch misses high ball three. Some umpires are allowing pitchers to step off. Other umpiring crews are not allowing them to, which confuses players, confuses coaching staffs, and quite frankly confuses me, and I'm sure it confuses the listeners and viewers as well. 3-2, misses inside ball four. That's back-to-back walks given up by Tejeda now. Two down.
Coming to the plate is the catcher, Braxton Fulford.
And Braxton Fulford will come to the plate. Fulford today has reached on a walk. Prior to that, he's struck out twice and grounded out to third. Pitch to him. Misses inside ball one. One oh. Called strike on the outside corner. It's a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle, and it goes through the second baseman's legs into center field. A 6-1 ball game. Pena squared up in front of it. It was a hard hit ball, but he squared up in front of it and just completely missed it. That is the third error of the day for the Rawhide. Would be the third out. But instead, a 6-1 ball game in the top half of the ninth. Runners on first and second, two down, and Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach, out to have a conversation. And a quick one, I mean, maybe just a sentence said by Hernandez. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Pitch is swung on, lined into right field, and Graham will make the catch as Lewis is retired to end the inning, but the Grizzlies pick up another run. 6-1 ball game going into the bottom half of the ninth. Last chance for the Rawhide as they trail by five. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
California Water Service has committed to providing quality service and value to my city in 1926 and is here to help. To learn more about new water use restrictions, conservation program, visit calwater.com. Rivera. the ninth inning and heading to the plate for the Mycena Rawhide, the first baseman, Ivan Fernandez.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, 6-1 ball game. The Grizzlies lead. Melendez is hit to start off the ninth. First pitch from Francis Rivera, who is the new pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies. It hits Melendez. Rawhide trail by five. Josh Day at the plate. The pitch coming high and inside. Ball one. Day has reached on an error, struck out, and walks today. The pitch is swung on and missed. 1-1 count. One, missing high, ball two. Rivera in relief for Trevelli. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch misses in, ball three. Three balls, one strike. The pitch misses low, ball four. Josh Day draws a walk. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Melendez hit by a pitch, and Day now walks. Right fielder Kevin Graham coming to the plate. Mark Brewer, the pitching coach, out to have a conversation. Grizzlies trying to shut it down here. It's the bottom half of the ninth. Rawhide trail by five, but they have something going with runners on first and second and nobody out. Bats have been pretty quiet. I do have four hits today, but only one run to show for it. Grizzlies, six hits, six runs, one error. Rawhide, four hits, one run, three errors.
Right fielder, Kevin Graham.
Graham is ready from the left. Rivera kicks. Swung on, foul tipped into the netting. One. Swung on, popped up, shallow, left center field. The left fielder, Guerrero, comes in and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One down, runners on first and second. Gondicello batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Coming inside. Hops out of the way, ball one. Rivera, the fourth pitcher of the evening for the Grizzlies. 1-0. Missing inside, ball two. Before he joined the Grizzlies, he was in the Arizona Complex League, and he led the league in saves with 7. And for those of you who don't know a whole lot about the Complex League, there's not really any fans. There might be a few here or there, but when he joined the Grizzlies, it was the first time ever pitching in front of fans. The pitch is swung on. High fly ball, left field. Guerrero is making chase, and he drops the ball. Everyone is safe. He overran it completely. A nice effort to try and come back and make the catch as he dove to the ground. He did make contact with his glove, but it landed. They're going to rule that a hit.
Now batting is the catcher, J.J. D'Arazio.
Second hit of the day for Contesello, and the bases are now full for J.J. D'Arazio. The Rawhide trail by 5. One down. The pitch. Missing low ball 1. Wano tries to check his swing, but he does go around in a high inside pitch. So, Rawhide have reached almost every way possible. A hit by pitch, a walk, and a single. The pitch, missing low. Ball 2. Two-one. Misses low ball 3. Hitters count for J.J. D'Arazio. On third, Ivan Melendez. Second, Josh Day. And on first, Gavin Contesello. 3-1. Swung on, fouled off out of play, right field side. Today, D'Arazio has flied out to right. Hit a ground ball to short, and he has struck out. Time is called by D'Arazio. Payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. Payoff pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle, second baseman picks it up, tags second, throws to first, and that will end the inning. The Rawhide had the bases loaded, but could not capitalize. They fall 6-1 in game 1 of this series, and they snap their 3-game win streak. Rawhide dropped the first game of the series to the Grizzlies by a score of 6-1. The Grizzlies, 6 hits, 6 runs, 1 committed error. The Rawhide, 1 run, 5 hits, committed 3 errors. I'm Joel Guerin, getting ready to sign off from Valley Strong Ballpark. First, let's tell you today's steal player of the game. It is Gavin Contesello, 2-for-4 with an RBI. He drove in the only run of the game for the Rawhide today. Again, Gavin Contesello is the steal player of the game. A huge thank you to each and every single one of you for listening to tonight's broadcast. I hope you enjoy each and every one of these broadcasts, whether you're watching on MLB TV or listening at rawhidebaseball.com. A huge thank you to JT, who mans the cameras and shows the replays for us. Thank you to the Rawhide front office staff for all their hard work to make this a great season. And, of course, to First Pitch Entertainment, the ownership group of the Visalia Rawhide. Diomede Sierra takes the loss today after giving up just one earned run off of three hits and six innings of work. And the winning pitcher is Vargas, who threw five scoreless innings, gave up just one hit, walked a batter, and struck out eight. First pitch is tomorrow at 6:30 for the second game of the series. Rawhide will throw Peniel Otaño. And the Grizzlies have not announced who they are throwing yet for tomorrow. We'll let you know when we know. I'm Jill Guerin signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark one last time. Grizzlies, 6 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Rawhide, 1 run, 5 hits, 3 errors. I'm Jill Guerin signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.